Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Paul Casey back on the show. Paul's a long time, more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of our top entrepreneurship experts in the Brain Trust. He's the president, CEO of Casey Communications. He's the author of the outstanding book, Is Self-Employment For You? And he's our good friend, Paul Casey. Welcome back.
Well, Jim, thank you. It is so wonderful to be here again with you.
Good to have you back. Hey, Paul, one of the things that that I know you spend a lot of time talking about and thinking about, and we do here on the show as well, and that is just the degree of difficulty that's involved in starting and running and growing a business successfully. My second law of small business states that it's easy to start a small business, but it's not easy to run and grow one successfully. And I wonder if it might be one of the reasons why failures are so high in small business, Paul. I wonder if how much of that is because it actually is easy to start a small business. Is it too easy to start a small business, you think?
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. As a matter of fact, in my book, I said, is self-employment for you? And the byline question was, anyone can start a business, only few can sustain a business. And I believe in that wholeheartedly because, I think, you know, it's like getting a license in some states for $15 or something or $85.
How about nothing? How about no license?
Okay.
Some places you don't have to do any licensing.
I wasn't aware of that. You
yeah.
taught me something. I thought at least in every state.
No.
Sort of business license.
A lot of business. Well, it depends on what kind of business you have. But there are lots of businesses you can start and never have to tell anybody anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Then it is too easy. And obviously. And with that, yes. I mean, so much preparation goes into it. And as we've talked over the years, and by the way, congratulations on your continuing running show. As far as I'm concerned, you're the only one who's doing this on a sustained basis every day, 3 hours a day.
It's only 2 hours, but I think you're right. I think the reason nobody else is doing it is nobody wants to work this hard. I think is the deal.
Well, you know, I tend to agree. I know what doing radio is, and it's a grind. It's what you're doing every day is difficult. 80% of success showing up, and
that's right.
What you do, and it's
but
really
look who we work
difficult.
For, Paul. Look at the wonderful people that we represent, small business owners. How could that be a grind, right? I love this, but you know
that's true.
One of the things that my job, though, speaking of my job, Paul, and your job, and I know you do this very same thing. I'm the small business advocate, so that means that I'm for small business. That means I want small business owners to survive. I believe what's good for small business is good for the world. But part of my job is to help people who should never be a small business owner not do that. Because as you point out in your book, it's not for everybody.
Right, and it's interesting what we both do. And I was saying find a niche within a niche. I'm about asking people, is self-employment for you and this honest evaluation, then I know you're very much part of that too, but I feel in our roles and I hand off to you and you're the advocate. Once they've made that decision, this is what you need to do
right.
to really make it in some way. So I just pulled that one out. But
well, and you know, a big part of that is, and I know we're going to talk about business planning today. I always tell people that your business plan begins with the financials. What is the financial information that you have to start with? Whatever you own, what do you have to invest? What are your expectations? Before the narrative, you got to have financials, and if you're as good as you need to be, and if you're true to yourself, you'll find out whether you have the capital to even make it. Never mind whether your product's any good or not, or whether you can sell it. What do you think?
I would agree with that, because I also believe along those lines that if you should be in a position to put your own money into your business,
oh yeah,
say the financials that you back it for a number of reasons, but being the most important is that if your skin's in the game, that you really will watch that money a lot closer than if someone just signs a check over to you like your great uncle,
right,
and says, hey, I love your concept of running a restaurant, here's $100,000. That's the worst thing that can possibly happen.
Or doesn't it bother you when you meet somebody who's got this idea, and it's not even a scalable idea, they want to open up a, you know, something small on Main Street, and you say, well, what stage are you in? They say, well, I'm trying to get funding right now. Doesn't that bother you?
Yeah, trying to get funding, of course. I know what you're driving at.
Yeah. Folks, the best funding, the best working capital for a small business comes from a customer. Will the customers buy your stuff? Will the dogs eat the dog food? That's the key. Paul, Casey, and I will be right back. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.